So today, me and Adam chose violence. I think that's fair to say.
The modern version of violence.
The closest any man comes to violence in modern times, we are going to talk shit on the internet. The new form of aggression, passive aggression on the internet. Normally, I think it's fair to say, I mean, with the exception of my Instagram stories, I think my Instagram stories, I take a piss a little bit, but generally I try not to get involved in internet arguments. And I think Adam even less than me, actually.
Yeah, I am always very passive about such things.
You're very passive. So usually we wouldn't talk about stuff like this on the internet, but I think it's time actually me and Adam need to address a couple of things. Because if you're not aware, if you haven't been involved in the world of the Tinternet, there is a trend on the internet of talking shit about people, and I think it's fair. I get less. I get more as days go on, but Adam gets a lot more abuse than I do online.
Yours is probably only increasing from association with me.
Since knowing you, my reputation has gone down the pan. That is actually a
off
thing.
The cliff.
The worst thing ever for my business reputation has been knowing Adam Meisner. That is definitely
it's a high
true.
Cost relationship.
It's getting to the point where what do you call it? The slander? Is that the word?
Slander.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I always get those. Libel and slander are not the same. I get confused.
It's slander.
Slander, right. Libel's business?
I don't know. I think libel means to blame, can be blamed.
Oh, right. Okay.
To
right.
be liable for something, something
well,
like
slander,
that.
Slander then. So I guess the slander actually for me and Adam has started to merge into one homogenous level of hatred, actually. So we're appearing in the same kind of stuff. And recently some articles were written. Actually, the title included me. So the title of the article we're going to read out today and we're going to go through was actually about me. It was Damo. Can't remember exactly. I'll read down in a minute. He's an arsehole. Here's an article. And then much to my ego's discontent, most of it was actually about Adam.
Yes.
But at least I got the title. I got the headline. So we're going to go through that, but I think it's fair to say, you know, like one of the things that happens if you're in the public arena these days, even to a small extent, you know, like the Tai Chi world, is you're going to get some shit, especially in the Tai Chi world, because the Tai Chi world is largely angry middle-aged men arguing about how to efficiently move slowly. That's really what the Tai Chi world is, isn't it? As far as I can make out.
They should argue about that more and then a little less character attacks. That would be better.
Totally. Yeah. That's, yeah, exactly. The argument about technique is one thing, isn't it? But then the other side of it is the character attacks. Now, I think that it's normal. So I will accept when people talk shit about me, and I don't mind. And that's all right. And I give as good as I get. On social media, I will take the piss out of what people are doing. For example, I think the Wudang Mountain stuff is a bit nonsense. But at the same time, if people want to do Wudang Mountain, that's fine. Like, if you want to do Wudang Tai Chi, go ahead. Waste your time. It's fine. But I'm not... But I would never attack personally the people who do it. You know, it's not like that person who does that Wudang Mountain. I wouldn't do that. I don't think that's fair to do. Character assassination is a strange thing. But so I don't really undertake in that. Or usually I won't not partake in it. But I think it's fair to say that myself and Adam get a fair bit of, I would say it's character assassination.
Well, that's all they can attack.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Especially with made up things.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, this is a joke, it's not true. So we're gonna go through this article, and I'm gonna try to keep it lighthearted, but obviously it is, some of it is slightly serious subject matter. But the first one we shall deal with is one of the things they complain about is cancer sticks.
Oh yes, these
cigars. Yeah.
Bless them.
So it seemed, we weren't actually gonna smoke today, but it seemed appropriate to for this one.
Yeah, actually I didn't want to smoke today, but I thought for this we better.
it seems to really bother people. The smoking is funny. I mean, actually, I think it's fair to say I'm totally open. I think me and Adam recently, we've been hanging out for what, 2 months now or something?
Yeah, close
6 weeks
to it.
Or something like training every day, working on our practice, and then actually, because we're hanging out chatting shit, we smoke too many cigars. So we smoke too much lately. But recently, but usually I think it's like one a week or something for me.
That's even less than that for me.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's like one a week or something for a cigar, or for me, one every 2 weeks or something like that. And I think it's funny how people attack that, because actually, as you notice, I don't drink anymore. I haven't actually told my students, because they keep buying me alcohol as a gift. and I feel bad. So now they're going to find out I don't drink. So their gifts of alcohol are just kind of collecting over there. But I haven't drunk in months, really, and you haven't either, I don't think.
No, it's been like a year.
We eat pretty healthy. What other chemicals do people put into their body? I don't know, but I think it's funny, all these people moaning about this. Probably like Starbucks every day, 3 donuts, alcohol or whatever. It's like some poisons are accepted and some are not, right?
Yeah, I mean, who cares anyway? It has nothing to do with anything. Mm. It's just irrelevant.
Yes, completely. So don't pay attention to that. It's all right. I'll pay the price with my lungs, not you, so don't worry.
Mouth, not even lungs.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe, should we jump straight into it?
Yep.
Bear with me a second. I don't normally like to have props, so I apologize for this too, but I want to read this out. I always feel a bit of a prat reading stuff out loud. Reminds you when you're at school. And you have to read from a book or something like that.
I hated it at school. Public speaking and reading and stuff. I hated it.
Well, that's weird because you are a public speaker these days.
I know. Life is strange.
Yeah. Actually, I shall also point out, actually, before we start, if you don't mind, if you'll allow me this. This is a podcast. Okay? In podcasts, people speak. So this will be speaking in this podcast, not demonstrating. It's like the amount of people who complain. Why aren't you demonstrating? Why aren't you demonstrating? Yeah, it's a podcast. Some people listen to the sound file of this. I do plenty of demonstration, as does Adam. I mean, I run a full-time school. Therefore, I'm demonstrating every single morning, 5 days a week, on a stage in front of a group of people. I am demonstrating a lot. This is the time where I get to speak.
Well, it's about talking. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. If you can't understand that, I can't help you. So let us read out this article. Now, don't get excited because the title sounds like it's about me. Actually, it's not really, is it?
No.
So much. I like to think, my ego likes to think they lure you in with my name, you know?
Well,
it might be true. I'm the marketing, yeah. So the reason we want to read this one out, actually, is because, I think it's bad. And it also is very reflective of quite a bit of the abuse that certainly Adam has had for at least as long as I've known him.
Oh, yeah, it's been at least 10 years, and I've always turned the other cheek to such things. And I just, my attitude is, you know, people will create their own world. If they want to be miserable and insane and vindictive, that's their problem. I just always let it go.
Yes.
But, I mean, they're pulling you into it now and things like that, so I guess we should talk about it.
And I think as well that I've had so many people speak to me about the lies that I see online. And as you know, I heard these lies about you before I'd even met you.
Yeah.
So this was the view I had. I mean, I'm not a stupid person. So when someone tells me something about someone, I kind of hold it at the back of my mind and reserve judgment till I meet that person. But the stories I had heard about Adam were horrendous. Like they weren't good. Like Adam was Satan incarnate, basically, as far as I was aware. Then when I met Adam, I was like, seems decent enough to me. They got to know him and then come to realize that all of this is not true. But of course, if I am presented with a story, it means other people are as well. And I have a number of people come and ask me about these stories. So therefore, they are being spread. And I think we should respond to them, basically. And no, they didn't pay that guy who voiced God to do the documentary. What's his name? Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
And yes, that was an AI one that I put on there. So basically, the reason this one is a problem is it's actually a whole website that has been set up. And I will name the people involved in this at the end. I don't normally name people, but I will. I will name the person. This website is Emily, which is obviously a fake name. Emily has a stock photo. And Emily is actually allowing you to sign up for a free recipe ebook, according to the top of the site.
Because that's related.
That's right, if you want. So it's a website article. And what happens, you can see here, it's an article online. I'll put a link to it underneath. And it's been sent around, and I've been sent it, and it says this: the real Damo Mitchell, that's me, scam gong, quite like that, and pedophilia, don't like that quite so much, scam gong and pedophilia. So this is already, my name is being associated with scam gong and pedophilia, and then it has a photo attached to it of me and Adam from Christmas, I believe, about a year ago. Smoking cigars again in another podcast studio. It's a good photo, actually. I quite like it.
And looking pretty stylish.
I think it's supposed to show us being obnoxious.
No, it's good. I like that one.
I like it, yeah. I'll share the image with you guys later. So I'll read out. Damon Mitchell, real name Damien Mitchell. That is factually true. My real name is Damien Mitchell. My parents called me Damien Mitchell, and for short is Damo, which I think most Australians would know. That is a short version.
I think most normal people know that, and then people that also know that, but pretend they don't know that.
Because of Bodhidharma.
Pretend that you're naming yourself after Bodhidharma, even though they know your name is Damien.
I didn't get to choose my name. I was actually very surprised when I started reading Qigong books. Fans blowing. I don't know if you'd like this. And saw the name Damo coming up in coming up in Qigong books. So I didn't know actually that that Damo was a saint. But I'm not going to change
under the table. Maybe
under the table. Yeah, we got fans blowing. Professional podcast. Do some music or something. Entertain them, Adam, while I'm
Well, you know, the reason why they point at the name Damo and say that it's Damo is because they are not sincere and they're lying. They know it's just the short for Damien, but they just lie. Says a lot.
And I tell him anyway, I'm so good, Damo named himself after me. It's the other way around. So, Damien Mitchell, real name Damien Mitchell, is an infamous figure in the Qigong world.
Nice.
It's quite good, isn't it? He was involved with a convicted child rapist. Involved make it sounds like a sort of romantic relationship.
Were you a child?
I'm not sure that. I hope that's not what they're implying. Was involved with a convicted child rapist. He has made a fortune on his Lotus Nigong Academy. I haven't made a fortune. Preying on students who do not know deeply about Qigong and martial arts.
Well, your students seem to know quite a lot as far as I can tell.
You know, I mean, the argument, who do not know deeply about Qigong and martial arts, a lot of them didn't when they started.
Well, that's why you learn. Totally. Isn't that what makes you want to be a student?
Several years later, I think they're doing okay. And actually, some of the people who signed up to the academy were people with a lot of experience. And I've been quite, I feel quite complimented in a way, you know, that
yeah, when you get really senior people being students, sure.
Yeah. And it's quite a compliment. And I'm very surprised and it's nice. But he's made a fortune on his Lotus Nigong Academy, preying on students who do not know deeply about Qigong and martial arts. He is close friends with Jason Meisner. This is your half-brother?
Yep.
Okay, a convicted pedophile who received 19 years in prison for raping a 2-year-old child and Adam Meisner's brother. It doesn't mean he raped Adam Meisner's brother. He is Adam Meisner's brother.
He's my half-brother who is convicted and who you've never met.
I've never met.
And I met you maybe 10 years after he was convicted.
I think I met you in about 2015 or 16 or something, didn't I? Something like that. They were rumored to be in a known pedophile ring in Chiang Mai. So this is the first part of the story. Adam's brother's gone to prison for 19 years, which I don't know if that amount is true. But
I don't know either. It's something like
he's
that.
He's got a long sentence, your half-brother. And apparently the story is you, me, and your brother run a pedophile ring in Chiang Mai.
But we escaped the authorities.
Something like that.
Yep.
I'd have gone further than Bali. So the truth is...
I stayed in Thailand.
Yes, you stayed in Thailand.
Not very bright.
So obviously this is quite uncomfortable maybe for Adam to speak about.
It's not great, but it is what it is.
It's not nice to talk about family. The right if I speak about it?
Yeah, and I'm fine about it. My main concern with it is that it was very damaging for my family. Not me so much, but parents took it hard. So, you know, it's a sore subject for my family. It's already been destructive for everyone involved, you know.
I'm sure. I mean, your half-brother is quite a bit older than you, I think. He's an older brother, isn't
he? He's older.
Yeah.
I don't know how much older. I didn't even know him until, I didn't even know I had a half-brother until he was 15 or something. And then I knew him for a year. And then not again until, I guess I was 16. And he had a serious motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
I barely knew he existed. And he came to stay with us to recover, almost dead from the motorcycle accident. And that's when I really knew him.
Yeah, okay.
From then on.
And this whole concept of blaming someone for someone else's family, and I'd never met Jason Meisner. He was in prison for, I guess by your account, nearly 10 years before I met you.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yes. So, no, the three of us did not run a pedophile ring in Chiang Mai. That is definitely not the case. And you can't, I mean, the whole idea of holding someone accountable for someone else's action. I mean, I've got numerous criminals in my family.
Guilt via association would mean the entire world is guilty.
Yeah, everybody has somebody inside their family. Well, I mean,
or at least how many degrees of separation? I mean, everyone is connected, right?
So sure.
It's a crazy way to think.
It is. But I think that most people that know this, who state this, they know it's not true anyway.
Of course.
And afterwards, I will talk a little bit about where this rumor comes from, because I know where this rumor comes from. And I know fully where this person, who stated this in the first place, because they stated it to me. in an attempt, as far as I understand, to make me sure I didn't go near Adam. And I'll explain why that was afterwards. There was a vested interest in making sure me and Adam didn't meet.
Well, that didn't work out.
No, it didn't seem to, did it? Never mind. And then it finishes with, and sorry to say this, I don't even like reading this out loud, but Adam is also a known serial rapist. What does that even mean? Like, what do you mean? You can't just state that somebody is a known serial rapist.
It's amazing. I evade the authorities.
Nobody.
Skill.
This is the ugliness of what goes on. Like, this is just completely not true. So the absolute truth is Adam has a half-brother who is in prison for a rather heinous crime. It's been very damaging to his family and a difficult thing. And obviously Adam has had to face constant like online stuff trying to connect the two of you together in a way that...
Yeah, it's been going on for 10 years or more, which I've always just done nothing and ignored. I tend to turn the other cheek, but it's endless.
And I've always told you the Christian way is eye for an eye, isn't it?
Well, I'm upgrading my understanding.
I think making the whole world blind is a name. So we'll leave that because that's obviously not true. Adam is a known serial rapist. Adam is not a serial rapist.
Anyone who knows me knows how extremely conservative I am. It's pretty
actually,
laughable.
Yeah, you are one of the most conservative people I know with regards to your views around that.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I'm not about right, I mean sex in general,
yeah, totally.
And relationships.
I'm extremely conservative.
No, Adam's like basically from the 1500s, as far as I can make out.
Throwback.
So, yes. So let's carry on. Damo is best friends with Adam Meisner. I think that's fair to say. We're very close.
Yes.
Jason's brother. Yep, we've already ascertained that. Half-brother. The three of them were close and practiced together often. That's not true.
Well, no.
I practiced with you often.
Yes.
Yes. Damo still has Adam's testimonial on his website. I don't... Well, it's probably true. I'm not sure I don't run the website, but probably. Yep, I didn't know you did a testimonial.
I think a long time ago.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Well, for one of your books.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. It'll be from the book. He used to share photos with Jason on Instagram, but those have been removed. That's not true. I don't even know what Jason Meisner looks like. I've never had any interaction with him.
And he was in prison 10 years before Instagram even was invented or something like that.
So basically, that's just bullshit. Those have been removed. They've been removed because they never existed. You can see Adam Meisner still comments regularly on Damo Mitchell's Facebook posts.
How dare you?
That is true. You do comment. Well, actually, I've got rid of my Facebook page because Facebook was...
Because I comment on it and you're guilty by association.
That was true, actually. Fuck, Adam's posted on my post again. I bet.
It's dragging me down, delete Facebook.
Yeah, completely. So, no, that's true. It goes on. I'm sorry, mate.
It's all right.
But we need to get through this, I think. It's Jason Meisner was convicted in Thailand and Australia for raping a 2-year-old while she cried for her mother. That's a very specific detail. I don't know if that comes from a news article or something. The judge in Australia was disgusted by the images of the crime, blah, blah, blah. Right. Now, here's an interesting one. Adam provided the camera to Jason to make the video. What the fuck's that about?
Well, it's not even true. And even if it was, it would be irrelevant because you lend somebody a camera. It's a normal thing to do, but it's not true anyway.
But I know
when
where that,
I was in a monastery.
Well, I mean, it's a very specific deal. Adam provided the camera to Jason to make the video. It was believed they were going to sell the video on the dark web. Now, knowing you're a complete technophobe, I definitely know you weren't selling it on the dark web. You can barely use your phone.
That's right.
But it's a very specific detail, but I know where that detail comes from. I know who said that because that person sat me down and told me that very same story, that Adam gave them the camera to put it on the dark web. And I soon afterwards found out that that person was a compulsive liar who is completely deluded, trying not to be more impolite than I have to be, who was basically trying to, I guess Machiavellian is the word, destroy Adam's reputation so that I would not train with him and other people in the group would not train with him as well.
And apparently has continued to try for more than 10 years.
Yes, and now has started on me as well, saying that I'm a cult leader and stuff like that. We'll get to that. But we'll get through this. I would apologize for reading this out and saying it's a bit boring, but I actually know people really like drama, so this is probably the thing they want the most. So next, Jason was a part of a group of pedophiles in northern Thailand. I don't know about that.
Me either.
Damo never spoke out against Jason's actions, even though they spent a lot of time together. Not true. Never met him, so that's why I didn't speak about it by their actions. It's hard to believe he didn't know what Jason was doing.
Psychically, because you didn't even know he existed.
Yes. After Jason's conviction, Damo blocked anyone who mentioned it on Facebook. That is true, actually. That one's true. Because I believe that people
not after his conviction, many, many years after his conviction.
Many years after his conviction. That's very good correction. Actually, yeah, because Adam is my friend, it says Yeti remains close with Adam. I did, when people come up and start talking about that, I just block them on Facebook. The last thing I want is my Facebook wall covered in people trying to talk about stuff like that. Yeah, of course I get rid of it. So, now this is where I become happy, because now it switches to me. So now my ego is stimulated. Finally.
The light shineth
finally
upon.
Finally, it's about me. Yes, okay, that's enough about it. That's boring. Right. Here comes the real juicy stuff. Damo posts about sex and Taoism on social media while having convicted pedophile friends.
Right. Well, there are two. You're the only person I know in the Taoist world that doesn't yep. talk about sex, other than to say that it has nothing to do with practice, which is my view as well. I say at every workshop and always criticize sex practice and say it's a deviation and has nothing to do with it. So yeah. That's not true at all about you.
No, that's an absolute lie. And that's someone, the only post I have on sex is me writing some posts saying it doesn't really matter. It's just a part of life and it's not important for spiritual practice.
Not just that, never mix them.
Yeah, well, completely. It's a lowest center, right? And, yeah. It's so easy for deviances to arise within that world. And I'm constantly contacted by people who have problems, normally with their prostate, testicles, brain, psyche, from that kind of practice. Yeah. And I always say, madness?
It's bad news.
Bad news, yes. That should be just kept out of the practice. So no, I do not post about sex.
Spirituality?
Social media.
Sexuality.
Yes, not the same. So that's not true, definitely not. I do post about Taoism.
Yes.
That is correct, but that is appropriate. Then next we have, don't worry, it doesn't go on too much longer. There's a link about more information about your brother. I think these are Australian articles. And then it says another document about Adam and Damo, but if I click on it, it has been deleted because I believe some people realized I was probably going to talk about this in their podcast.
It was up yesterday.
It was up yesterday, but it is now gone.
Cowards.
Probably because I posted a picture of the people involved on my Instagram stories.
Yes. Which bad timing.
I should have waited a day.
Oh, well.
My bad.
Not
Never
tactical.
Mind. So they've deleted it because I think they don't want me talking about it online. They don't want me talking about them online.
Even though they do all this online.
Right. Now, calm yourselves, people. This is where it gets exciting. This is the best bit. Why? This is about me. Damo Mitchell was kicked out of two schools. I've been kicked out of more than two schools. Okay? At least get that right. Especially during my teenage years when I was rather obnoxious, as opposed to the charming character you see before you today. I used to actually get in quite a lot of arguments in martial arts schools. I was kicked out of quite a lot. But actually, it was usually some Japanese martial arts schools or some Chinese kung fu when I was exploring external arts. Wing Chun classes I used to get kicked out of.
Yes, I've had a little trouble with Wing Chun classes myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on. I was a bit of a troublemaker when I was younger, and I think you were too, but that's all right.
It's supposed to be.
So I was kicked out of more than two schools. He got banned from a Tai Chi school. That's not true, actually. Not a Tai Chi school, never once. Wing Chun schools, mostly, and a kendo class, believe it or not, and a couple of karate classes. But I never got banned from a Tai Chi school, no. And a Taoist martial arts academy in China. I didn't get banned from a Taoist martial arts academy in China. I had a couple of issues in a Taoist martial arts academy in China. I will tell you the truth. On Wudang Mountain, I went to Wudang Mountain to explore.
They call that a Taoist martial arts academy? Okay.
actually, it was called the Taoist, but wow. I think it was other names. Sorry. I didn't get kicked out of it, no. One of the teachers, a monk, shall we say, made a girl who I was close to cry from being a bully, and I punched him. So there we go.
You were kicked out for defending.
I didn't get
a woman.
Kicked out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Actually, he just backed down and he sat on his butt in the dirt. And I said to him, come on, get up. And he wouldn't get up. So even though I challenged him in front of all of his students and everybody, which isn't good behavior, I'm sure I'll get shit for this, but I lost my temper. He made a woman cry.
Yeah, he had it coming.
He had it coming. And he wouldn't get up. So I was stood above him while he was sat in the dirt, a very well known Taoist monk, kung fu teacher,
cosplayer.
Yeah, but he's Chinese. It's national dress for those guys. It's different from white people. And he wouldn't get up and fight. And then, because it was uncomfortable, the people I was with some people, they said, let's leave the Wudang school. And I said, no. So I made sure we stayed for a whole two more days, just so that teacher had to look me in the eye every day in the class, and then we left after a couple of days. So no, I wasn't kicked out at all. He didn't have the balls to kick me up. So no. So there we go. That happened. And then there was a second Taoist school where... actually, the teacher was nice enough. I tried all the Wudang schools, and they weren't really for me. I used to go around, and I on sparring day, there was one of the Westerners who was really arrogant, as I often find many of the Wudang practitioners are, I'll be honest. I'm sure they would say I am arrogant, but I found them to be arrogant, living some kind of fake priest monk lifestyle or something. And during sparring, I slapped him around quite a lot, their senior student, because actually, I'm quite good at fighting. Surprise, surprise, I've done martial arts my whole life. I'm not too bad at it. And I slapped around their senior. But again, I didn't get through. I just embarrassed him. And then the next day I left the school. So no, I didn't get kicked out either school. I think that's fair, isn't it?
Yep.
Shared the story there. So people who trained in China saw Damo as a plagiarist. I don't know any. Nobody trained with me in the schools counted.
I've observed many people plagiarize you, but not the other way around.
And you.
Sure, massively.
Yeah, completely.
I mean, that comes with the territory.
Right, this is
good. But not the other way around.
They noticed him taking notes in classes. That's not true. I can't write for shit.
You don't take notes, I don't take notes. And even if you did, so what? You would have been there to learn. By definition, taking notes would be normal.
They noticed him taking notes in class and then using those notes for his books.
Okay.
That's absolute bullshit. That is not true at all. I didn't take notes in any schools. And actually, The teachers I trained with, there were some other Westerners with those teachers, but not really very many. And no, I didn't plagiarize. I'm like, what are you on about? Just shut up. He has been banned from multiple Qigong private Facebook groups for downloading materials and using the materials for his books. What? Name me one Facebook group.
With good information on it?
Totally. That is worth joining. Okay. What do you have?
Okay. Lotus Snake Gong group and Discover Tai Chi group.
There we go. We have two groups. I didn't take anything from your group, I promise. No, I can't think of a Facebook group that's any good. What do you have? You have Yang Family, what's that called? Yang Family Official Group or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Which is basically angry old men arguing over stuff like, do you step with your left foot or your right foot? I'm really sorry, but personally, I feel I'm a little bit beyond that level of material. It's probably the kind of stuff you're trying to figure out in your first week. And I find most people on there either very nice beginners or very moronic people who believe they're not beginners, generally, is the truth. And then you've got the Far Jin Project. Let's not even mention that.
No.
They're a bit angry, some of them. And then you got what? You got, what else is there? I don't think I've really been in any other groups. There is a Mopai group that their description is, let's never mention Damo Mitchell.
In the description?
Yeah, it's one of the, when you try to join the group, I'm actually listed in there. And the reason is, because they're into Mopai, but they're into that version of Mopai where you stick a copper wire on your perineum. And I think you attach it to a pipe or something.
Great idea.
And I've actually met some of the people in the Mopai, and even though people don't believe that school still exists, it does. And I don't do their methods, but I am quite familiar with the fact that you do not plug a... I'm kind of honor-bound to not tell the story of where that comes from in the Mopai, and I don't want to upset anybody there. But I went into the group, and I just tried to save people a lot of time by saying...
That's not it.
That's not it. You don't plug a copper pipe into your perineum. And they weren't very happy.
Which should be pretty easy to work out.
Should be.
Yeah.
It's pretty dumb. It is amazing how people will do the most random things and ignore the rules of causation.
Well, they're desperate for power and they obviously can't think.
But like Qigong, where you... and it makes you impervious to blows.
Just make these shapes and you'll be invincible from the big shitter.
What? The big dipshit Qigong. I don't know why people think shapes are magic.
Yeah, it's insane. It's one of the things I find insane about the internal world.
Yeah.
If you make this shape, the magic will come. Not there, there.
Wow. And then the lineage is real because it steps with this foot, not that foot. And I don't know. I don't understand. So no, I've never been... I don't think I've been banned from Qigong private Facebook groups. I don't download their material. And I think actually the opposite. I'm surprised how many people, I will be cocky now, use my terminology and the things I have explained about Qigong and Neigong in a wide scale out there in the world. And I see the similar with Taiji from you.
Totally.
Including from people that can't stand you.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I hate Adam, but here's a load of Adam's teaching that I'll try to incorporate into what I say, but I can't do it.
Yes.
Yeah. The plagiarism goes the other way, folks. I'm sorry. Even there are a couple of famous Qigong and Neidan teachers, Neidan particularly, who use my material and then claim it came from China, from their teacher. You know, when actual fact it didn't. It came from me and the people who taught me. So there
Wonderful.
We go. I don't care, actually. I'm quite happy for people to just put the theory out there.
That just shows how much integrity they have.
Completely. Damo Mitchell's Qigong companies are based in the UK. The one Qigong company. Oh, no, two. No, one Chinese medicine college and one Qigong company. Right. Are based in the UK, unfortunately, yes, because they tax you like a motherfucker.
Yes, they do. You get not taxed. Recommended.
If I could get my businesses out of the UK, I would. Motherfuckers tax you to oblivion, almost 50%. And he runs it as a non-profit. That's not true.
No.
I mean, you can go on Companies House if you wish to and research my company. It's not a non-profit. I don't know what a non-profit is. Is that a charity?
Yeah, I guess so. Something like that.
I'm not good at all that.
No.
No, I'm not a non-profit. I do make profit after the tax man. But if you see how he lives, there's no doubt he's a multi-millionaire.
How dare you? What, it's the cigars.
It's the
They're
cigars.
They're 100,000 each.
And I normally buy an infinity pool or something like that, I guess. I don't know if they know how cheap Asia is. I think a lot of these are written by people who've never left the West.
They've never left their little small broke town in the West.
Or their mum's basement.
Yeah, right. Their mum's basement's it.
Right. And outside of your mum's basement, if you're out into the world... yeah, totally. Like, Asia just looks nice. Well, actually, not everywhere. A lot of it looks quite shitty, but... It's nice. There's infinity pools. There's palm trees. It's an exotic place.
I've had people accuse me of the same thing because I choose a background that's pleasant when I make a video.
Yeah.
They film it in their backyard with a shitty old fence and their dog running in front of the video. And how dare you film with the ocean in the background? You must be rich. You own the ocean.
I know. How do you get that in Portugal the same?
Smart.
It's like people talk about this studio. I've heard someone saying, another well-known teacher actually, saying that this is $1 million studio.
It's the corner of a room.
It's my lounge. Believe it or not, guys, this is how bad my taste is. This is what my house looks like. Adam has to grit his teeth when he comes
in. I tolerate.
This is my lounge.
Patient endurance.
Yes. Anyway, what are we up to? Right. It's more about me, so I'm quite excited. He has made so many enemies over the years, that's true. He even has bodyguards at his workshop to protect him.
Mm, yes.
Bodyguards at my workshops. Do you know what? I have had, in all the years of teaching, 20 years, I think actually about 3 times people have turned up my workshop to give me shit. This is a full-time school.
Within you're lucky. The first, only 3.
Yeah, you get tons.
Heaps.
But I'm often doing Qigong.
Yeah, yeah.
No, definitely not. Bodyguards
are
my
workshops. Who are your bodyguards? The women practicing Qigong?
Yeah, I mean, it's a Qigong group. Not that against my students, but it's a Qigong group. Yeah. Bodyguards at his workshops. No, not at all. They are his students who believe in his fraudulent teachings as he's developed a cult-like following. What does that mean? What does a cult-like following
mean? It's just a word that you throw at people.
A cult-like following. I mean, no. What does that mean? Cults are like Osho and shit, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a charismatic leader.
Well.
sinister, isn't it? Like building a spaceship in the barn and suicide pact? No, yeah. We're a Qigong school. You idiots. If you believe this is a cult, it's a Qigong school.
They don't believe what they say. They just weaponize it.
Do you know the difference between my school and your school? You know why mine is a cult and yours is not? Because it's successful.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's got lots of people in it. Yeah. Nice people as well. I like them.
The only way you cannot be a cult is you have 4 people at your hired hall once a week.
Yes.
Then you're not a cult. You're authentic because you're unsuccessful.
Do you know how many teachers as well would love to run a cult?
Well, many, I guess.
Many. And there's some that I see. And when I see these teachers, I think, thank God they got no fucking charisma or knowledge or skill.
They try.
Otherwise, they would run a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lots of people want to be in a cult. So I do feel often, maybe this is an overshare, but you do spend a lot of time trying to stop people from wanting a cult. You know, it's like autonomy. Self-empowerment, your own independence, people.
The amount of times at workshops and stuff where people ask me to tell, they ask about me, you know, they want to know about me.
I'm like, yes.
It's got nothing to do with me, it's the art. They want the personal stuff, they want the cult thing, and that's what, the cult is really when it's about the person, about the leader.
Oh, okay.
If it's about the art, it's the opposite of a cult.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just names, things they throw around. Okay, let's carry on.
Continue.
Ready to go deep.
Okay.
Deep into the dark side of Damo Mitchell. Bum, bum, bum. In his podcast, like this one, that is talking, not showing, Damo boasts about the quality of his spirit. What's that? The quality of my spirit. I can't even find spirit. I'll be totally honest. If we're talking... I've been trying for years. I can't find spirit. You've got this sort of hierarchy, haven't you? Body, energy, soul, spirit. Soul, maybe touch on spirit.
Right.
I don't even know what to talk about. Do you want to say anything about spirit?
No.
Quality of his spirit. I've never boasted about the quality of my spirit. Showing an egotistical narcissist. Right, so I don't actually know what that word means, narcissist, properly. Let's look it up. Do you know what narcissist means? I mean, I know the word.
Not exactly. I mean, someone that loves himself.
Okay, let's read it out. Here we are. Google says, from Mayo Clinic. That sounds medical, doesn't it? It's got clinic in the word. A narcissistic personality disorder is a mental health condition in which people have an unreasonably high sense of their own importance. Actually, I do think I'm pretty good at these arts.
That's not unreasonable.
They need and seek too much attention. I think actually when I was younger, maybe I did. Maybe I did need attention when I was younger. There was some kind of damage in me that was good for me to need attention.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't get that from you. And I try to have it. I want less attention all the time. I'm averse to attention.
That's because you get articles like this. Really. Yeah,
I've got plenty of bad attention.
Yeah. No, I don't want attention. I think to be fair, the person calling me a narcissist, maybe I was a little bit more like that when I was younger. But these days, actually, retirement sounds great. I think as well with attention, people think because I make these podcasts, I do it for attention. When I think
information.
People don't realize as well, some people just like to share.
Yeah.
It's like, I like to share. I'm trying to help. To be perfectly honest, I'm trying to assist. That is what these are about.
I mean, it's needed. Help is needed out there. It's dire out there.
I remember how difficult it was to get accurate information when I was younger, when I was trying to learn, and everything was about sex.
Well, it's hard to get information.
Yes.
Now, it's easy to get information, but most of it's poor.
Yes. I think that's probably fair to say. And then a narcissist also want people to admire them. No. People with this disorder may lack the ability to understand or care about the feelings of others. Yeah, maybe I'm a narcissist.
Well, yes, I'm not that moved by feelings in general.
I don't want people to suffer, but no, I don't give a shit what they think. Right, okay. So, am I a narcissist? We're not sure. Right. Damo claims he was initiated into the Long Men Taoist sect. I was. But he doesn't speak Chinese. I don't anymore, hardly, actually.
Just not as good as before.
Not as good. Like, if I watch a Chinese TV program, if I watch a Chinese TV program, I can pretty much follow what's going on with it these days. Or if I watch an instructional thing on Qigong or something and someone's in speaking Chinese, I can understand it still. But I haven't been to China since 2016, I haven't been to China. Very rusty, and I've spoken it since then. For many, many years, I was in China. Too many years. And
what? For you.
I fucking hate China.
Oh, man, it's rough.
I hate China. It's probably racist, but I can't stand China. It's like my least favorite country on earth.
It's rough.
After Belgium. It's like the most boring country on earth, and then you got China. So many years I spent in China, studying in Shandong quite often, and a couple of other provinces as well. And I don't like the place. Maybe it's changed, actually. Been a while. You were there recently.
Yes.
Has it changed? Is it better?
Yes, it's changed. I still have only aversion.
Only aversion. I'm not a fan of China.
As if it has anything to do with anything about speaking a language anyway.
No. I mean, this is the thing. You speak Thai very well,
which
is good because you can communicate with your wife.
Yes, of 10 years while I was secretly being a serial rapist.
Yes. I'm not sure Dad would put up with that.
No.
I learned Chinese while I was in China, and I learned it in Shandong province, so I had a weird accent, because Shandong people speak strangely, I learned, when you leave the province. And I was in the province in a town, a very small town, that nobody spoke any English, really, so I had to learn Chinese. And I learned it over the space of a short while, and I actually went to college in China as well, which I gleefully remember my lessons of measure words. If you've ever learned Chinese, measuring words are just a joy. Have you done any of this?
I didn't get a formal education in Thai. I learned it in the monasteries. But the times of day, for example, are insane. So it's a similar, I guess the measurements are bad.
Measure words, everything, there's all these different measure words and they mean things like cylindrical object. They're so complicated and so needless. I found you don't really need them. And actually, when I did learn Chinese, by the time I could learn Chinese and I could communicate with some of the teachers, I found it didn't make any difference. It's not like they ever said anything to me in Chinese that I couldn't already read in English.
It was already all translated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like you spent ages learning this language, and then you talk to them, and they're like, right, now you can speak Chinese. You've come back to me, and your language is better.
Let me tell you the secrets.
Totally. The chi goes to the dantian. Oh, fucking hell. I'm really glad I spent all that time learning this hideous-sounding language.
And at least now you can chant in Chinese.
Yes. The heathen tongue has helped me not at all. So, anyway, he doesn't speak Chinese. Actually, these days, no. It's probably very rusty. If I went back to China, it would probably take me a few weeks.
It comes back quick.
A few weeks or something like that.
Very quick.
And for fuck's sake, man, I told you the other day.
May it never have to happen.
And the one word I could never say, or you cannot, this is my challenge to anyone, if you're in China and you're changing provinces, you can't order potatoes.
Potato.
I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to say potato, because I always found that no one could understand my tones on potato. Let's not do potato. Such a hard word. Hardest word in Chinese. All long men initiations are done in Chinese. That's true, actually. Yeah, when they do initiate, it's normally in Chinese. So it's doubtful he was truly initiated. Yes, I was. I've never heard of a foreigner being initiated without speaking fluent Chinese. Actually, I've got two students, maybe three, but I've definitely got two students, both of which were initiated into long men, separate from me, with another long men teacher, neither of which speak any Chinese, not even one word, and one of them barely speaks English, to be perfectly honest, and they were still initiated in long men on their first ever trip to China.
And if there's any depth in the initiation, it has nothing to do with language anyway.
No, not at all. I don't think people understand what initiation is. They believe it's handing over money in a red envelope.
Right.
And being given permission to teach.
Right.
Not only do I have initiations in long men, I also have it in several other traditions, but the reason I don't talk about it is because it doesn't make any fucking difference. The only reason I've ever mentioned the long men initiation is because one of the teachers I spent the longest time with was long men. He spoke Chinese and English, actually, funnily enough. And because a lot of what I teach is from that teacher, not plagiarized. That's what happens when you talk to someone, you teach their material. Usually.
Imagine that.
Weird that. When people ask, I point out that it's long men with regards to where it comes from. But as for initiation, I don't really give a shit. There's so many people that are initiated in traditions with no skill.
It's so common. Most, I would say.
There's tons.
Yeah.
Absolutely tons. Like an initiation is any kind of replacement for actually being good at anything.
Well, the real thing is transmission and getting the skill. Not initiation, not lineage. Transmission and ability.
There's so many teachers in China I went to see that within like a day, a week, a month, once they found out I had a school, I was my own student.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? I was initiated and certificated.
Can I initiate you? Very,
totally, yeah. Business. They just want business. It's very
easy. They
want
to pull your numbers into the ranks.
Maybe we should do a thing. We could go to China and see how many initiations and
we can
certificates
get within a couple of weeks.
Within a couple of weeks. I reckon we could get at least 5 or 6.
I'm sure.
Come back hyper qualified. There's actually a place I know where you can buy almost a doctorate in Chinese medicine from a Chinese medicine college with no prior understanding.
Mm.
Should we go and get them?
You have the special power of money.
We can make a video where we go pick up initiations to show people how easy it is.
I think it's a plan.
Let's do it. Initiations don't mean shit, guys. Okay, here is a great and in-depth review of Lotus Negong. And when I click on it, nearly done, guys. Sorry, it's taken a while. Is it back? It's back.
Okay.
Right, okay. Actually, the website was taken down earlier, but it's back up. There's a long review that's also full of nonsense, but I'm not going to go into it because I can't be bothered. It's full of shit, and it's actually from a student of another teacher who I know. There's a reason why they made this review of what I do, and it's also total nonsense. Right, last part. Here is a picture of Damo Mitchell's best friend, Adam Meisner. It's rather sweet, isn't it? And his brother, Jason Meisner, who was convicted of raping a two-year-old. The picture was taken in Chiang Mai, Thailand, where Damo, Jason, and Adam spent a lot of time together. So this is a picture of you, Jason Meisner, and some other people in Thailand. Would you like to explain what that picture is?
That is me, my wife, and two of my students, not my brother, in Greece.
So, wrong on all counts, really.
Yep, everything.
Yes. Yes, but they do have...
Just like the rest of the article.
But I will share this. Maybe I can get this on camera. They do. If I zoom in on Adam,
you can probably post it in there.
He does look like he's been caught red-handed.
That's
like
I was caught stealing my wife's pasta.
Oh yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah, I love these photos they choose. And then the final part says, "Damo Mitchell drinking and smoking with Adam Meisner."
How dare you?
Is this a healthy lifestyle of a master? Well, I don't claim to be a master. Definitely not. Still learning. It's probably not healthy.
No, but. And
it is also rare. I bet I'm still healthier than the vast majority of these people.
Honestly. It's not a healthy habit, which doesn't mean you're not healthy or I'm not healthy. Mm-hmm. Neither of us claim to be masters. And there are a number of masters that do smoke and drink.
Every single, almost, actually, that's not true.
Certainly in the Chinese traditions, most.
Yes. Yeah, completely, yeah. And if I smoked regularly and drunk regularly, it would be a problem. But the occasional drink and the occasional cigar makes no difference whatsoever, any more than the occasional cake or the occasional glass of wine makes any difference.
In other words,
to your
being a person.
And if it does make a difference, how shit must you guys be?
Weak.
To be honest. No, I mean, we had a drink there and a smoke, and I still bet with
that's
that.
That's it. All my practice is gone.
Yeah.
It's over.
Complete nonsense. So, that is the article. Any comments?
I mean, it's amazing that people are so filled with hate.
Yeah.
And that they so consciously lie, completely lie.
This has gone on for a long time as well. This is not a short thing. If this was a one-off thing, you know, I mean, the fact is I got sent this by a number of concerned students.
People don't even send them to me because they know I just ignore it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Well, the truth is when I saw it and I read this thing, I'm not that bothered. It's okay. It's fine. I actually find it kind of amusing. And I actually refrained from taking the piss a little bit because I feel when we're talking about your family history, it's a little inappropriate for me to make jokes. Yeah, well, I don't want to do that.
For you to not make a joke, that's a feat.
It's difficult. And actually, there's a few things in there I could make jokes. But I think it's difficult. But I did want to talk about it. But I have to talk about it as well because I feel that even if we're not that bothered, there are people using our names to teach.
Yes, so it can be bad for them. Well, you know, my general view, like I said, is it's damaging for my family. That's what I'm most bothered about. But other people like that, students that teach in my tradition or in yours, they get stained.
Yes.
Stained by the tar brush, so to speak. And it's just, it's not true for starters, and it's unfair to them.
It is very unfair to them, and very unfair to family members as well. I mean, I can safely say my wife was a little bit bothered by this article and stuff like this. And my sister-in-law was offended by it. My parents are upset. Yeah. My parents get hate mail. You know, people send death threats and hate mail to my mum.
Yeah, I know. I've had similar stuff. Yeah.
What is going on?
It says a lot about the people doing it.
And they send it to me. I'm like, don't worry. But I do feel we need to broach this subject.
And seamless cut through to this scene. Different day, different outfits. Shall I explain?
Sure.
Yeah. So basically, we just did that podcast responding to the article that you've just been listening to. And then we said we were going to actually name and discuss some of the people involved because we know full well who is saying these
things.
Which
we did in depth.
We did in depth, and it was quite fun. It was quite cathartic, I'll be honest. Yeah. So we did. We actually recorded a section where we named everybody involved, and then within about 10 minutes, we sat with it, and we can't release it, can we?
I mean, it's after 10 years of turning the other cheek, why change now? Actually, I think it would be destructive for them. They're sensitive. They would be hurt, and it's just an unskillful action. So, yeah, let it go.
Sadly, that's true, although it would have been entertaining.
Oh, totally. And the truth has its own power, but people that have discernment will know.
Yeah. It's like no matter how much abuse you get in the public arena, which once it gets to things like child sex offences, you have to respond to it.
I mean,
really.
It's a bit over the top.
It's quite over the top, isn't it? Once you get to that stage, you have to respond, but at the same time, neither of us, I think, could actually live with the idea of them hearing it, because it's like if I read an article about us being vicious cult leaders, it makes me laugh for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but they're not like that.
No, if they...
The people that give it out are not the people that can take it.
I think that's right, yeah. If we release this video, the one we were going to do, I know that those people would be very upset, very stressed. It would affect their life. It would affect their mind.
Exactly right.
And I don't want to be responsible for that.
I agree totally. So I think that's why we had to let it go.
Yeah, so
you guys missed out.
Never mind, it was quite funny as well.
It was funny.
It was quite funny. There is a part of me that's always tempted to just sort of name, especially because I know so many fucking skeletons.
Well, it's there. We have it. It's ready.
I know, but I can't do that. It's not my way. So we apologize for the change of structure. But
false advertising.
False advertising, yeah, totally. But we responded to the article, and we can't do it. We can't do it. We know full well who wrote it. We know who started the article, the rumors. We know why. We know what their vested interest is.
And they know that we know.
Yeah.
I've approached one of the parties about it 10 years ago and asked them to stop doing it. And they apologized and said that they will. But it just kept happening and kept happening. So they know it's not true. They've admitted it's not true to me. They keep doing it.
It's actually true. That same teacher, when I confronted him about it, said that he knew it wasn't true as well.
Yeah. I mean, people... I mean, you have to be a hurt person to act in that way, so best not increase it.
Oh, well, never mind. I laughed a lot while we were recording
it. Well, we had fun at least for that half an hour.
That nickname would have been great if it got out. But never mind. Okay, so thank you very much, guys. We'll end this podcast here. I guess final thoughts, actually, just to say, just to remind, just to underline, like I say, we're not particularly bothered. Main reason was to respond was because it's unfair of people linked to us.
Yeah, that's right.
By name and also to family and stuff like that. So hopefully this will clear things up. And in the meantime, me and Adam will go back to being ruthless criminal cult leaders or whatever it is.